It's a disaster. That's what is being said about the salmon season along the Pacific coastline. On the KSRO live line with us is Noah Oppenheim. He is the executive director at Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Association. Good morning, Noah. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is there any good news on the way about the salmon season and the salmon fishermen?
You know, it's a pretty bleak picture that's being painted right now, and it accurately reflects the situation. We will have a salmon season this year. There
right.
will be opening, but there will be closures throughout the coast in times when the season is typically open. And, you know, we've been pressing hard for federal fishery disaster assistance,
yes,
which has been a tough nut to crack in this congressional climate. So we're hopeful we're going to get the process rolling, but really it's a slow roll to get these disaster funds where they're desperately needed.
So the problem was to potentially take some of these commercially raised fish and then put them into Bodega Bay, but they canceled that.
Yeah.
They've done this before. They've done this before off Santa Cruz and Pillar Point, and it seemed to have worked. What do you think about them canceling or, for the moment, pausing this idea of putting commercially raised fish into the Bodega Bay?
Sure. You know, these hatchery fish aren't going into Bodega Bay, but they're going to go somewhere.
Well, I hope so.
Made this. Oh, absolutely. You know, the department's not going to destroy the fish. They're going to put them in the ocean. And, you know, somewhere they will contribute to the ocean fishery. And that, at least, we can be confident in. Bodega Bay was going to be a great place to put these fish. The department didn't complete the required environmental review. And it simply needs to get done sometime with the proper reviews and the proper science.
Is there a chance,
department.
Is there a chance, Noah, that release could be done somewhere near Bodega Bay or here on the North Coast?
I'm unaware of where the department plans to release these fish.
Okay. Well, it's, ever since, it's been a couple of years now since the crab season began to be curtailed. And, of course, a lot of this crab fishermen are salmon fishermen, too. So it has been just a tough road to hoe for years now. And I guess for fishermen, you know, this latest, not canceling of the season, but shortening of the salmon season must feel just like another slap in the head.
You know, it's absolutely a slap in the face. It's a 1-2 punch, really, with the Dungeness crab disaster and then a curtailed salmon season. I mean, these are small boat, family business-oriented fishermen. They conduct what's called portfolio fishing, where you fish multiple fish over the course of a year. And when the opportunity to do that portfolio fishing is curtailed, you destroy economic opportunity for this part of the coast. And we really hope that fishery disaster relief is coming because it's absolutely what's needed.
Well, I know State Senator Mike McGuire is on your side and is working toward that federal disaster declaration, too.
Yeah, that's right. Senator McGuire has been incredibly helpful, along with some members of Congress and senators who have been and we hope will continue to be helpful in moving this process along. But listen, we aren't putting our full faith in the federal government to come through with these funds in the near term. We have to come up with solutions that accelerate the delivery of disaster funds. It's a mess. This is a multi-stage process that's fraught with politics.
Yeah.
We need to create a system like crop insurance, for example, that would allow this disaster relief to be automatic, simple, and quick.
Yeah, because you guys have mortgages to pay.
That's right.
Yeah.
They have mortgages to pay, they have boat loans to pay, and they have families to feed. They pay the insurance for their families, and they pay their crew. I mean, this is a multi-$100 million impact, and we really hope that these funds are delivered in the fall when the next round of federal budget measures are passed. But, you know, we've got a lot of work to do in the meantime.
Well, I know it won't be too soon. We're rooting for you, Noah. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for the time.
That's Noah Oppenheim. He is the executive director at Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations. Keeping our fingers crossed for the salmon season.